This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces from northern Syria. It's drawing sharp criticism from Capitol Hill to the Middle East. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The sudden decision essentially abandons Kurdish fighters who took on Islamic State militants alongside the U.S., leaving them open to a likely assault by Turkey, which considers the Kurds terrorists. They're blasting the Trump administration for turning its back on allies. The move appeared to take the president's closest GOP supporters by surprise during a key moment, with Democrats marching ahead with an impeachment probe. Senator Lindsey Graham says it appears to be a disaster in the making that virtually assures an ISIS comeback. The president's acknowledging the Kurds fought with the U.S., but tweets they were paid massive amounts of money and equipment to do so, adding in all caps, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Senator Graham says he will introduce a Senate resolution opposing and asking for a reversal of this decision. There's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of the president. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has firsthand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says a bomb blast in eastern Nangarhar province has killed at least 10 people, including a child. This is VOA News.